Today's courageous conversation comes from Rob Jackson. On the morning after I had processed into the country, I was sitting on a small pad at Chuchi, waiting for a lift. My unit, Charlie Company 49th Infantry of the 25th Division, was out west toward Cambodia, expecting their new medic. It was 1970, and the hard decisions I had made in the late 60s were now, thankfully, behind me. As the helicopter jockeyed down near me, I was still mulling over something from the night before. I wasn't the medic they were expecting, and I had no idea if my platoon had been told anything. As we got near the LZ, I steeled myself in case things went wrong. As we touched down, I saw a worn man with a medic bag and an M16 headed towards me with a big smile. He thanked me for coming. I was on orders, and handed me his best concoction against fungus and ambled on into the chopper. When I walked over to a small group of soldiers, they welcomed me, and the sergeant said that I had third guard duty that night. I said I was a CO, a conscientious objector, and I didn't carry a weapon or stand guard. He understandably lost his temper and said in some choice words that I wasn't a real medic. He got on the radio and called the rear to demand another medic be sent out. It wasn't to be. Medics were in short supply at that time, and I was it. As time went on, I was slowly accepted and even made a couple of friends. In a strange way, my time in Vietnam set the trajectory for the rest of my life. I experienced the great and tangible faithfulness of God and found a profound purpose in being there with those men. Somewhat of an odd duck, I guess. Today's courageous conversation came from Rob Jackson.
All of the courageous conversations are archived at mainpublic.org. Just click on television. Ken Burns' new documentary, The Vietnam War, can be seen each evening, Sunday through Thursday, at 8 on Main Public Television. It concludes on Thursday, September 28th.